The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
God is for all of us. God is for you. God cares about your concerns. Everyone that feels overlooked by Uncle Sam, or overlooked by the establishment, or the leaders, or the elite, or the political, or even the church, God's not overlooking you. God is reaching out to you. And here's what I want you to hear. If we yield our lives to God and we lose our life in His kingdom purpose, Jesus said you will find life, abundant life, even without stuff.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson. Betty and I are thrilled to share something with you that is a miracle. And, you know, every time we talk about Jesus and what He does, it's a miracle. I know you've been praying for a miracle in this nation to see us correct our very foolish and dangerous course. And we know we can't trust men to do it. We trust God to use men and women to do it, to use vessels yielded to Him. And we pray as church leaders that we can speak transforming truth into people's lives that changes their heart and their mind. And we're believing in this year of 17 that we're going to see some miracle correction.
That's right.
The Bible calls it repentance.
And it's even more important now, James, that we don't stop praying. We continue to pray more fervently and be involved, because this is our country that we're talking about, and it's a place we live, and we're affected by the things that affect us from the government or whatever. You know, we've got to stay involved, and especially in prayer.
Well, we reap the results of the decisions we make. And any time we as a people cast aside, put down, overlook, deny, change, or alter God's truth, we suffer the consequences, and they're not good. We've been suffering those consequences. Now, many people, even who don't claim to be a Christian, they've said, we got the things changed. Some people say, we got to drain the swamp. Somebody else said to me, it's actually a cesspool. In other words, everything we do outside the will of God is not fruitful, it's rotten. And you can turn the fruitful fields over the Lord to the beasts and the birds of prey and the beasts of the field, and they can trample everything, devour it, like the locusts in Joel came in and devoured all the fruitfulness of the land. But look what God said. God, think about this. This is from God to people who've seen their rotten decisions cost them everything. And He says, if you'll rend your heart, not your garments, don't just play religious stuff, but if you'll really pray. And by the way, I think a lot of Christians, a lot of people, evangelicals were the largest identifiable block in this last election. And 52% of all Catholics made a decision to say we need to make some correction that we're hoping for, but our hope is in the Lord. And even those of you who may not have voted for what you see, you may have stood against it. But listen, God is for all of us. God is for you. God cares about your concerns. Everyone that feels overlooked by Uncle Sam, or overlooked by the establishment, or the leaders, or the elite, or the political, or even the church, God's not overlooking you. God is reaching out to you. And here's what I want you to hear. If we yield our lives to God and we lose our life in His kingdom purpose, Jesus said you will find life, abundant life, not necessarily abundance in life, but abundance of life even without stuff. I want to give you joy. But He says He'll make up for the years the locusts have eaten. You get your heart right, and I'm going to bless you with the former and latter rain. You're going to again grow grain. You're going to grow vineyards. In other words, you're going to see your needs met. You're going to become successful. And that's what God wants for us. So, Betty, we can rejoice that God has given us a chance to see a miracle awakening come, to see us actually have changed hearts and minds. And here's what I know. When we ask God to use us to be an answer to people's prayers and be a miracle, He answers that prayer. Betty, one of the greatest joys our viewers tell us, and we know this personally, that they experience is the experience of being an answer to someone's prayer and being the miracle they hope for. Now, think about this. For years, we have been giving cups of water by giving wells of water in areas where they don't have clean water. 5,000 freshwater wells drilled right now. We're committed at this very moment to drill 188 areas where there are wells of such critical need. But Betty, we've got another miracle. For years, we've had areas where the terrain did not allow us to go in with the well drilling equipment, couldn't get it in. And these people needed water. Someone invented a filter system that is just like dialysis for kidneys, and it gives people water basically in a simple filtration system that can take the filthiest, most contaminated, disease-ridden, bacteria-ridden water and give you fresh, perfect, clean water. And we can deliver these to families. Betty, for $100, we can give 3 families one of these water filtration systems in the areas where you can't get it. And we're asking God, while we drill those 188 wells, $4,800 a piece, we're asking God to let us give 5,000 of these filter systems, 3 of them for $100. I think we're going to see a miracle.
That's awesome. And what a way to be able to get to the people that we can't get in and drill water wells, James. I'm so excited about this, and I think the people, you, that have helped us so many times in drilling the wells would be excited about this, too, because we can expand even further to reach out and save the lives of so many people.
Yeah, this is the miracle. This is the simple miracle. To where somebody with scientific knowledge has developed a filter system, nothing short of miraculous. I want you to watch it work right there on the field. Watch.
For several years now, we have been drilling 500 plus wells a year, bringing clean water to villages all over the world. But throughout our travels, we have located places up in the mountain areas especially, where they cannot get well drilling rigs to those locations. And we just hear story after story from mothers who their child gets deathly ill, and many of them even die, simply from drinking just contaminated water. The sources that they get this water from, it's just like mud puddles. It's full of germs, full of bacteria, worms. And we've prayed about, like, what can we do to bring clean water to those places where we can't drill a well? And we have decided to make available these water filtration systems. And what it is, it's a bucket and a hose. And then the hose connects to a filter. And this filter will drop into what's called the clean water bucket. And in about 30 minutes to 45 minutes, they can actually have beautiful, clean water. So where we can't get a rig into to drill, we can take one of these filtration systems and we can provide water for a family. They can keep it in their home and we can just pass these out around the village. But this is something that we've been blessed to offer to the families that are kind of forgotten up in the mountain areas, that you can't even get a vehicle sometimes, but especially a drilling rig. So we feel very blessed to have these, and we just pray that they're gonna bring change and hope to a lot of people up in the mountain areas.
Let me just tell you something. I want to tell you, you don't have to wonder if that water's clean when our missionaries are standing there and drink it in front of you, because they know what that water's like before that filter system. And when I used one of them up here, they said, just look at this, it's so simple. I mean, it doesn't have to have any power source. It's just gravity fed down through the filter into a clean container or into one cup or glass or container after the other. And we can take this, think about this, to 5,000 families, Betty.
Awesome.
And you know, in those families, a lot of times there can be anywhere from 3 to 6 or 7 kids. So you talk about a miracle. I mean, this is like walking in with a miracle, but hey, don't overlook the fact we're committed in areas that we can get in, that the situation is so grave that our missionaries said, you've got to tell the people, we got 188 sites now, and we have to start right now to drill those 188 wells, $4,800 apiece. So we need a miracle response today, and Betty, with all my heart, I'm just believing God's going to grant it. And if people cannot do the $4,800 or $1,200 toward it, and pray others join, or half that amount for the well, $2,400, I know they can, many give $48 to give 10 people water, but when you say to people, we can give three families a filtration system that'll give them clean water, regardless of what it's like when they get it and put it into the system, and it's $100 to give three families, I think people's hearts are going to leap to do it.
Absolutely. My heart leaps within me because as a mother, I can imagine that mother having this tool in which she can purify the water for her babies, for her children. Maybe she's already seen some die from the diseased water and having to take them down to where all that water is, that diseased water, not having to come back and then watch them drink that water, knowing what it'll do to them, possibly kill them. And this is such a difference. I can just see smiles coming on the faces of mothers, James.
I want you to. I'm watching you on the monitor there. I love to watch you. You know that. I mean, just think, I've watched this smile. You and I will soon be married 54 years. But we went together 4 years. So going on 60 years, I've been watching that smile. And you know what? It's a smile like that that goes on a mother. If they haven't lost a child, most of them have a child that's ill because of the water. And they're seeing a very diseased, emaciated little child. And they keep going back to the same source. And you say, why would a mother do that? Because they cannot live many days without water. And it is the only source. And you and I are the answer. We are together. Betty and I joyfully, from the time we started drilling water wells, we said, God, we want to drill a well. And then the missionaries came and said, well, we need to do this twice a year. So we said, God, let us drill another well. And I'm going to tell you, from the time we made that commitment to do what was a stretch, we have watched God bless indescribably. He says that He makes it possible for those who have joy in giving to be able to give even exceedingly abundant what they ever even thought about. Because if it's in your heart to give, then you have the ability to give. We can't give what God doesn't provide. So, Father, I pray that right now we'll have many people who say, you know, I can't give a well, but I can give three of those filter systems. I can step out and give $100, or I can give $48 for a well we drill and give 10 people water. Lord, I pray You speak to their heart and they'll make it in a commitment. I want Your love to flow through me in a stream of expression and of giving. Giving not just monetary support, but water, life, a future, in Jesus' name. There is right there a website number. You can go there, or you can dial that number that's always there as a prayer line and say, I want to make a gift. And I pray you'll do it. I pray that this day you will make the greatest gift of love and life you possibly can. I want you to listen to this child. I want you to see what they're saying. And then I want you to be the solution to the question. I want you to provide a better answer, the real answer. Watch, pray, but obey what the Spirit impresses you to do.
I take my mother's hand and I walk with her for miles to find water to drink. And I ask, why, Mama? I watch as she dips her cup into the filthy water that we share with the dirty animals. And again, I ask, why, Mama? I watch as my brothers and sisters, one by one, become ill after drinking our water, and still I ask, why, Mama? I look upon my brother's grave and watch my mother cry, and I am afraid to ask, am I next, Mama?
Our children look to us to make sense of what they see. Far too many mothers around the world must carry the burden of knowing they have no other option than to give contaminated water to those most precious to them, their own children. They must daily live with the knowledge that by their own hands, they may cause their children to grow ill and possibly die. It's not a matter of if, but of when. For many of us who look upon this dilemma, we must also ask ourselves, when will we help stop this cycle of illness and death? If not now, then when?
Father, let it be now. please. Would you move to your iPad, your laptop, your computer, whatever, the website you see. Take your bank card with you and say, I'm going to give a well or a part of a well or at least $48 to give 10 people water. At some level, help us drill those 188 wells that must be drilled. These are places where they've already found it. I mean, the missionaries went and they said, this is critical. We can get the water here, but we got to start here. And it's got to be immediate. That's how critical the situation is. And then, Betty, we have the miracle that we've talked about, where we can give people a water filtration system that will purify any water, no matter how bad it is, no matter how disease-ridden or contaminated or what kind of bacteria. And it gives every family. We can give three families one of these filter systems for $100. So there's a level at which every single person watching us can help. And my prayer is, and I know you're joining with me, that everyone watching will at least give something.
Absolutely, James. And I'm reminded of that song, This Little Light of Mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This is reaching out in darkness and being a light to someone that we can't get the water well systems to dig there to them, but we can be a light and offer the filter so that they can have another day with their children, maybe a future with their children. Please join with us. Let's reach out and get the filters to them.
You know, I know many of you have made it an annual commitment to drill a well every year. Some of you made the commitment Betty and I have, and that's to drill a well every time we have the emphasis when the missionaries say we've got the areas located. And you've helped us buy the drilling rigs and replace drilling rigs that have worn out. You just did that last year. And we thank you for that. So I know that you want to help, but here's the thing. If you can't give a well or 1,200 or 2,400 toward the 4,800, you can give $48 to give 10 people water by joining with others and we drill a well. But now we've got a unique opportunity to do something that drilling rigs can't do. You can give three families their own filter system for $100. Is that awesome? It's just like dialysis. The filter is designed out of what God designed. And scientific minds developed this. And every time we find something man created in the image of God can do to bless people, we're going to rejoice and pass it on. Would you make it possible? Go online right now. Use your bank card, make the gift God put on your heart. Or if you want to call the number, use your bank card and use it like a check. Please, if you write a check, make it to Life. Call us and tell us what you're sending. Because we need to let the missionaries and those with the drilling rigs know we're on the way because you made it possible. Thank you for doing that.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. Our teams have recently identified 188 remote villages in southern Africa where children are suffering from contaminated, disease-ridden water. The situation is desperate. They need clean, disease-free water immediately. With your gift today, you can help drill fresh water wells in remote villages across seven African nations. Your gift of $24 will provide clean water for five people. A gift of $48 will provide for 10. $72 provides for 15 people, and $144 will help provide fresh, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Sheila Walsh's devotional, 5 Minutes with Jesus, a fresh infusion of joy to help you experience a deeper connection with God. Please consider an additional gift of $100 to help provide three families with water filtration kits in emergency areas where our rigs cannot reach, and you may request our No Greater Name canvas print. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our beautiful new hand-painted Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
We all know what it's like to be hot and thirsty, dry mouth, dry throat, whatever it is. And then to know that feeling of going to a refrigerator and getting good, clean, cold water. Now just think about how desperate you would have to be to come to a hole like this and say, yes, I'm going to try to drink that to make me feel better. But yet, this is their life every day, just trying to survive drinking this type of water.
Now, what do you see here? You see a cup of dirty water. That's what I see, just dirty water. But what should really alarm us is what we can't see. What we cannot see is the germs and the disease that's contained in this one cup of water.
We have heard testimonies from mothers who have lost 5 children from drinking just polluted, filthy, disease-infested water. One lady cried out and says she doesn't know of a mother who hasn't lost a child to this filthy water. They have no other choice. They have no choice than to drink this germ-infested water. We have a choice, and we can drill a well in this very village. We can drill down and bring clean, beautiful water that will bring life to this village. We can stop this disease. We can stop the deaths. We can stop the burials. We can stop the tears and bring beautiful, clean water to this village who desperately need a touch of God's love.
Well, from the depth of my heart, I say thanks to you, Ralph Doan. He is our missions director. Goes, as Betty and I have done, to the ends of the earth. Betty and I felt like we went into the very pit of hell many times around the world in warring situations, very dangerous. And where we never had a place to stay other than a tent or a grass hut, mud hut, or a shipping container. And, you know, it's just, you only love, it's love that sends you. And Ralph is going all over the world meeting with these missionaries. He also provides the oversight, because we require everything to be totally accountable and overseen. We never let the foreign governments have our resources or our things or control. We oversee it. And godly missionaries are there on the scene. So when you hear Ralph standing there and knows the situation and realizes two things right now that are miraculous. One, we can drill a well, and it will give people water the rest of their life. Those wells cost $4,800. People give $1,200, $2,400. Others join. We got a well. Some are able to give $4,800. If you can, please do it. It's critically important because we depend upon those who can do that. But then, Betty, $48 or $144 literally gives 10 people or 30 people water the rest of their life. But now we've got something else very special. We can give every family their own filter system. It's a simple container with a filter that works like dialysis. It's kind of a miracle invention. Just gravity flow. They get the dirty water, they put it in the container, it runs out with gravity flow control, and they've got clean water. Dirty water, filthy water becomes clean enough anybody could drink it and know that it has no disease, no bacteria in it. So that in itself is like a miracle gift from God. So would you help us? Can you drill a well or give toward a well, whatever? Or could you give $100 to give 3 of those filter systems? Whatever you can do, we're asking you to make that gift of love right now, knowing that you're going to be giving people life. We have some beautiful gifts to send you that you're going to treasure, and they're going to inspire you to talk about what God can do, even soaring like an eagle on the turbulence of the times and the challenges of our day. And you know how we soar freely? When we fulfill God's kingdom purpose and we become His hands and instruments of blessing. Thank you for doing that. Thank you so much.
Every day, children living in extreme poverty are forced to make a dreadful choice. Drink filthy, polluted water filled with deadly disease or die from thirst. No child should ever be faced with this decision. Our teams have recently identified 188 remote villages in southern Africa where children are suffering from contaminated, disease-ridden water. The situation is desperate. They need clean, disease-free water immediately. With your gift today, you can help drill fresh water wells in remote villages across 7 African nations. Your gift of $24 will provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will provide for 10. $72 provides for 15 people, and $144 will help provide fresh, disease-free water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Sheila Walsh's devotional, 5 Minutes with Jesus, a fresh infusion of joy to help you experience a deeper connection with God. Please consider an additional gift of $100 to help provide 3 families with water filtration kits in emergency areas where our rigs cannot reach, and you may request our No Greater Name canvas print. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well, and you may request our beautiful new hand-painted Determined Eagle bronze sculpture. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, Betty and I believe all of you are responding. This is what we'll send you. Tell you, you give 3 of those water filter systems, you make a gift of $100 or more. We're going to send this to you along with Sheila's book, A Fresh Infusion of Joy, for any gift. This is the last day. We need a miracle. We need some who have already helped. Would you help more right now on this last day? We really do need to hear from you. 188 wells. $4,800 apiece, and we're going to give 5,000 of those filter systems to each family. This beautiful bronze Determined Eagle will be sent to those of you who will give a well or give $1,200 or more toward it. We want to bless you on this last day for this emphasis. Would you make a very special gift, and would you pray that others will join you? Betty, it's a joy to be able to share not just our heart and our concern, but we believe the heart and the concerns of God. And frankly, we believe we're concerned, your concerns are being shared, because I think all of us together share what's on God's heart. Thanks on this last day for responding as God directs. He's blessing through you many around the world, and we're grateful.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.